Rex Robinson is the director of original programming and development for INSP-TV. He said the episode featuring the Beehive State will focus on several quintessential dishes.
Which is hosted by Taylor Hicks, who was one of the American Idol winners. Here's this guy who loves food, but also an entertainer. And, you know, he's just really down to earth and interacts so well with the people that we have on the show. For Utah, we landed on iconic foods such as salt, funeral potatoes, fry sauce, jello, and dried cherries, and how those foods are consumed by folks there in Utah.
Heber-based Redmond Incorporated employs about 300 people. They've been in business since 1958. The salt mining operation in central Utah provides agricultural, road, and culinary salt. It's the ancient seabed culinary salt that is featured in the Taylor Hicks State Plate Show. Daryl Boschard is a descendant of the original farmers that started the company. They found a 150 million-year-old salt vein about 30 feet below the surface of their cornfield.
There were two brothers in central Utah, and during World War II, the one brother had worked for McDonnell Douglas in California, so learned a lot of business skills there, and the other brother had worked at Kennecott as a miner. And so after the war was over, the two came back to the family farm to, you know, bring the families back together, and they farmed for a few years. And then in 1958, mid to late 1950s, there was a really bad drought in central Utah. And so they needed to find something else to do to feed the kids and to work. And they knew there was an outcropping of salt north and south of their farm that the Native Americans had harvested long before the Mormon pioneers had came into the valley. So they figured there must be this vein that runs under their farms.
Once they realized they had an ancient seabed under their property, they started to mine the salt. After a fortuitous event in the 1970s, the family found they had a national market that wanted to buy their table salt. He said it's as delicious as the Himalayan pink salt that is so popular with gourmet chefs, but has not nearly the food miles associated with shipping it from Pakistan, where it's sourced.
And initially sold the salt to local farmers and then started to sell it for the state of Utah and local municipalities to keep the roads safe in the wintertime. And then in the 1970s, there was a health food movement that started to really build in the U.S. And a naturalist, kind of a health food person, came through visiting the Grand Canyon and stopped in to see this unique deposit in Utah. And he got some salt and went back home and wrote this article about the healthiest, tastiest salt in the U.S. came from this ancient seabed in central rural Utah. And at that point, they said, we better do something with this salt now that we're, you know, people are calling to buy it for their kitchen tables. And so the family sat around and said, what do we call this stuff? You know, it's not, you know, it's not fake salt. It's not half salt. It's not new salt. It's, you know, it's just real salt. And the name stuck.
Robinson said Hicks will bring viewers into the salt mine to show the mining process, but will also highlight a salt-crusted entree, along with some other famous Utah dishes.
For Utah, we start off with a salt-crusted steak, and it's from the salt that he was down there mining. He actually gets on this huge piece of machinery that kind of grinds the salt off of the tunnel walls.
Three Utah women will prepare their green jello recipes, and they'll provide facts about fry sauce consumption, which is a standard condiment unique to Utah. Funeral potatoes and dried cherry cookies round out the cuisine highlights for the show. Taylor Hicks's State Plate Food Travel Show features Utah dishes and the Heber salt mining business, Redmond's Real Salt, in the December 10th episode airing on INSP-TV. At 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.